Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. On the discussion of the vegetables that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about, had partaken, Sayyidina Ummul Mundir radiyallahu ta'ala anha relates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came to our home and we had some date branches hanging. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began picking dates and ate them. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented him from eating dates, saying, "You have just recovered from your sickness, hence dates are not suitable for you now." Thus Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu remained seated, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked the dates and ate. She says, "I then took some beetroot and cooked it with barley." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to eat the beetroot, saying, "Eat this as it is beneficial for you." Note, this hadith informs us that abstaining from certain foods, etc., is not contrary to tawakkul, that is complete reliance in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that we must be particular about what we eat. Sayyiduna Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates, "We used to be especially happy on Fridays because after the Jum'ah Salat, we would visit an old lady. This lady used to cook beetroot with barley and she would offer it to us, and we visited her after Jum'ah Salat. Due to this, we always eagerly anticipated the day of Jum'ah. We would eat after Jum'ah and sleep thereafter." Now this hadith indicates that it is permissible to eat often at the homes of those people with whom one has a good relationship. Similarly, lunch would be eaten after Jum'ah Salat on Fridays, and taking a nap thereafter would be considered sunnah. Cooked onions. Sayyida Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that the last meal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam contained cooked onions. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that the last food that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate was on the Friday after Jum'ah Salah, and it contained fried onions that was cooked. Note, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eat raw onions or raw garlic. It was always presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cooked or fried, as it gives off an offensive smell whilst it is raw. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly forbade entering the masjid after eating raw onions or raw garlic if one has not rinsed one's mouth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.